cut off by the Japanese advance, abandoned by their own country, their food, water, and ammunition dwindling. The Americans and Filipinos on Corregidor fought with an awesome tenacity that shocked the Japanese. Eventually, on May 6, after 5 weeks of relentless bombing raids, the Japanese prevailed, overrunning the island and forcing General Jonathan Wainwright to surrender Corregidor and the whole of the Philippines. December 16, 2011, Cagayan de Oro City, Philippines. 33-year-old Jenny Rose Dagumbal and her family live in Isla de Oro, an island village located at the mouth of the Cagayan River. More than 500 families live in the village. The heavy rains continue to pour, and the river reaches a critical water level. Several kilometers upstream, a massive pile of heavy and gigantic logs starts to build up as unregulated logging is rampant in the region. The water is now mixed with silt and mud from mining and quarrying along the river. Just like Jenny Rose, everyone in Isla de Oro is unaware of the fate that awaits them that night. At 11 p.m., the water level increases further, flooding the entire village without warning. Jenny Rose tries to save her baby and her children, but the heavy current, along with big logs and thick mud, make their survival almost impossible.